Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our crucified, never-living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the scripture reading from Luke. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. As was pointed out to you, Messiah is an old Hebrew word for the Anointed One. Christ is the Greek equivalent of the word Messiah, the Anointed One. And kings were anointed, and they were to be God's special representatives to the nation of Israel. And so Samuel anointed Saul and then David to be the kings of Israel, and they were to be special. And that was the idea of the Messiah, someone special, the Anointed One, coming from God to help people. Unfortunately, the kings didn't always live up to their reputation. And in the gospel reading from John, Andrew, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. And the next day, Philip. Philip has found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." So these two men proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah, as the Anointed One. And as he came to the people in his hometown, goes to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And that's Isaiah chapter 61. In the book of Isaiah, there are four servant poems. And there are those who say that this quotation from chapter 61 of Isaiah is also a servant poem. It doesn't mention the word servant like the other four do, but he does speak what the servant is doing. "And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And so this is what Jesus says. I am the Messiah, because he says, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And how does the Messiah fulfill the scripture? It says, he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And Jesus is the one who does what God wants the Messiah to do. He preaches the good news that in spite of our sinful nature, Jesus came to do away with that sinful nature by dying for it on the cross. And he came to bring the good news to everyone, as John 3:16 so nicely puts it. And he has anointed me to preach good news. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. We might think of prisoners as people in jail, but there were people who were prisoners outside of jail. Jesus went to more than one person who was in the prison of demon possession. A demon had possessed him, and the individual was in the jail, oppressed by that demon. And Jesus cast out the demons and freed that prisoner. And Jesus also went to the lame, and he went to them, and they couldn't walk, and he gave them healing, and they were freed from the prison of disease. And the blind, he went to the people and told them to wash their eyes, and they were freed from the prison of blindness. So Jesus, the Messiah, did that. And today, there are prisoners as well in our world. Some people are prisoners to alcohol. Some people are prisoners to drugs. Some people are prisoners to opioids. Some people are prisoners to everything that is human. They want to gain as much as they can, and they are prisoners to that greed which is in their hearts and in their minds. And Jesus is there to cast those demons out of us as well, because he has something better, because the things of this world are going to pass away. And because things are going to pass away, something better needs to take its place. And Jesus, when he frees them for eternal life. He takes them out of the alcohol, the drugs, and the opioids through many means. And he does that so that people might be freed and have a faith in Christ. He also says that he sent me to recovery of sight for the blind. And there are a lot of people who can't see, not just physically. In the gospel coming up for this coming Sunday, there's a story of the Samaritan woman, and she's trying to talk about water for Jesus. Jesus says, I'm going to give you living water. And she, at one point, the woman says, you Jews say you're going to worship in Jerusalem. We say we're going to worship on this mountain here. And Jesus says the time is coming when they won't worship either in Jerusalem or on this mountain, because they will worship in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and those who need to worship, worship him in spirit and truth. And so he removed the blindness from the woman who's just thinking of physical worship in this place or that place. And he said, you are going to worship God in spirit and in truth, no matter where you are. And so he removed the blindness from that woman and from the people in that town. In our day and age, Jesus would remove the blindness that is in our eyes. You have all seen a sign either on a car or on the side of the road. Stay alive, don't text and drive. And so many accidents, the police will tell you, because people are they're distracted from their driving. You can, because you're doing the radio, or you're looking at the rearview mirror perhaps, or you're looking at the side of the road. Just between you and me, my wife has told me more than once, keep your eyes on the road and not on the side of the road. It's easy to get distracted. And Jesus came to tell us to keep our focus on things, focus on him, to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why he came, so that we might be freed from the blindness that is in our hearts and in our minds, that he can die on the cross for that blindness and give us sight to see him and see his love. He also says that he came to release the oppressed. And in that boat, there were four good fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. These guys were out on the lake of Sea of Galilee, the Lake Galilee, and they knew about it, and they knew about the storms and knew how to handle them. They were good sailors. There is one storm in Mark's gospel where all of a sudden the waves are throwing the water in the boat, and they're getting scared. This thing can sink. The only problem is that Jesus is in the back of the boat, sound asleep. How anybody can sleep in the middle of a storm is beyond me, but Jesus was able to do it. He was sound asleep. And so they wake up, hey, don't you care that we're going to die? Or, they were scared. And Jesus gets up and says, peace, be still. And boy, what a change that must have been. Black sky, rain coming down, you can't even probably even see the shoreline, and all of a sudden, bam, everything is quiet and still. And they were amazed. I'm sure that you and I would be amazed if we were in the same situation. Who is this that even the wind and the waves listen to him? He released the oppressed. He released those oppressed sailors and the people who were in the boat. Boats, actually, there were more than one boat there. He released them. You and I are in the midst of a fearful situation. There are more people who die from the seasonal flu than those who have died from the coronavirus. And we are in the midst of a flu season. And thousands, hundreds of thousands of people catch the flu every year, and some of them die, which is more than those who have died from the coronavirus. And yet there is that season of fear, because we're told, use your elbow bump, wave at each other. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with any of that. It's just that it can become a season of fear. And we can become afraid, and we can not only be 6 feet from one another, but we can also distance ourselves from one another because we're afraid. Just what the devil wants us to do, to be afraid of each other, to be afraid of sickness, to be afraid of death. Jesus is the Messiah. To to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He came and he takes away the fear of death. He takes away the fear of fear and separation from one another because he lived and he took our sufferings. He took our pain. He took all the coronavirus that will ever be in this world. He took all of that. He took all of the sin. He took all of the fear. He took all of the blindness. He took care of all of the prisoning, all the things that imprison us. And he took that on the cross. And he did away with it. And so you and I can be people of hope. We can be people of courage. We can be people who can reach out in love to those around us who are afraid of this coronavirus. We can say, yes, for heaven's sake, wash your hands. That's what grandma told you. That's what your mother told you. Wash your hands. That's the simplest thing that you can do. And that's the best thing you can do. Some of the other things may be helpful. Wash your hands. Jesus was the one who took the dirt from our hands and from our hearts and from our lives and died with it on the cross. He is our Messiah. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. That was true then, back in Nazareth, in Galilee. It's true today because Jesus is alive and lives and tells us through his apostles and prophets and through the Holy Scripture and through baptism and communion, you are changed. You are well. You are well, maybe not always physically, but you are well with God. And because you're well with God, that gives you his Holy Spirit so you can fight the other evils that are in our world, including the coronavirus, including blindness, including people being prisoners to alcohol or drugs, people who are oppressed. We can show Jesus' love because he has been there for us and has taken care of everything. He is the Messiah, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. Hold on to Jesus, and he will be with you. And you can face the world confidently because you're facing it with the one who has conquered this world, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.